talking with Terry Dietrich of American Farmers and Ranchers. And Terry, one of the great things about your organization is you've got a sizable part of your budget that you've committed down through the years, and you've done this for a lot of years, supporting the young people, 4-HFFA members of the state of Oklahoma. Good example, Tulsa Farm Show. A lot of years you've supported their livestock handling skills competition.
Ron, it's just a privilege to be able to work with these youth and to see them develop. And we couldn't make a better investment. This is one of our ways of being able to give back to the people of Oklahoma who support AFR. And, you know, these young people, as we watch them, we start with poster contests in the first grade, go all the way up through high school. Now we've started a LEAD program for post-college. There's not a better investment. We've got to prepare these young people for the future. And right now, they've got their work cut out for them. There's a lot of uninformed people on social media that are proclaiming things that they know nothing about. And our young people are going to have to figure out a way to combat that if they're going to stay in business. And we haven't inherited what we have from our ancestors. We've borrowed it from the future.
One of the moms, she came up to take some pictures of the winning team here at the Livestock Handling Skills Competition today. She said, boy, the kids sure learned a lot. So I think maybe you're on to something.
It's tremendous. And the presentations that they put together in here, and they address antibiotics and organics and all the natural beef, et cetera. Nothing wrong with that. If you've got an itch, I've got a son that lives to edge of town and got about a dozen hens. They lay more eggs than he can eat, so on farmer's market day, he'll go say farm-raised eggs, and they're worth twice as much. Well, if people are willing to pay that, and I don't blame people for taking advantage of the market and those niches, and I just don't want anybody who's doing that to tell me that I'm doing it wrong either. We support them all. If it's good for agriculture, we're going to be out there trying to fight for them.